William Hodge, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education. Last evening, Friday, the 18th of March, we were alerted to the sad news indeed that the Joshua Obadiah Williams Primary School was on fire. This has been a tragedy. It has set us back many years. I wish to say that the JOW has been one of our best kept schools. The building has always been very well maintained and cleaned. The lawns always manicured and well kept. So it is for us a very painful experience. We want to express our support for the principal, Miss Cannoneer, and her staff. Miss Cannoneer has been overwhelmed with this experience. Likewise, her teachers, and I'm certain a number of parents and children as well. The immediate task of the Ministry of Education is to ensure that teaching and learning continues. And so that will continue in the weeks ahead. We have made some initial plans which will be discussed with the parents and will be made public at a meeting tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. A meeting will be held at the Mulfield building so that parents can be properly informed as to how we're going to house the students. Teachers at the school would be involved in a meeting on MS Teams this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, so that they can be apprised as to the plans before we meet with the parents. We encourage everyone to remain calm, especially our parents and children and teachers. We encourage you to remain calm, and this is all going to be worked out. Initially, from right now, we can say a word of thanks to our Honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Sylvester Harris, Timothy Sylvester Harris, who was on the site. He was on the scene last evening, and he was here this morning as well. He was on the scene this morning. Our Attorney General, the Honorable Vincent Byron, who is the Acting Minister of Education in the absence of Minister Powell, who is on government business overseas. Minister Vincent Byron convened a meeting this morning with the Chief Education Officer, Mr. Morris, the principal of the school, as well as the president of the teachers' union, Mr. Dale Phipps, Mr. Lesway William, the permanent secretary, and we also had the head of the forensic unit and a member of our team in that meeting. The investigations are carrying on very vigorously, and very shortly we would know what is the situation, whether it was an electrical fault or whether it was arson. So these decisions would be, or these determinations would be made subsequently. At some point, the building would be turned back over to education, and we are hoping, are we expecting that Public Works would begin to undertake the work in a very expeditious manner, so that our students would be able to return to their school. We want to thank those members of the community who came out and lend their support, members of the public, not only from the Molyneux area, but from neighboring communities who came and showed their support for the principal and her staff here at JOW. Thank you.
You got more than what you want?
Yes.